We come together to worship our wonderful Lord. We're going to sing, "And Can It Be That I Should Gain?"
Thank you.
For our first prayer this morning, I am going to use the words of the psalmist. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Amen. Now we come to our next song, God Forgave My Sin.
Patience as an example for those who would believe on him and receive eternal eternal life. Now to the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honour and glory for ever and ever. Amen.
Let us come to God with our prayers of intercession and know that God always hears our prayers. Let us pray. O Father God, Almighty God, all-powerful God, we come to you and we want this morning to claim the promises that you have made in your word. For we know how faithful and loving and caring you are. We pray for the world you created. We pray for all those in authority. Lord, they desperately need your guidance. So, Lord, be with them and help us all. Whoever we are, may we work for peace, for unity, for harmony. We know, Lord, that it is your will that we should all live together in peace. So, Lord, be with us in our country too. We pray for our royal family. We pray for all who serve in the Houses of Parliament and the Houses of Lords. They have many decisions to make, Lord, and it cannot be easy. But we pray that you would give them your guidance and your wisdom. We pray for the communities in which we live. Lord, we thank you for all the people that are helping others in so many different ways. Volunteers who give their time. And Lord, we thank you for them. We thank you, Lord, also for our National Health Service, for our police and ambulance service, for our fire service, for our doctors, for our nurses, for all those who work in clinics and health centres. Lord, their task is a tremendous one, especially at this time of the COVID virus. Lord, we want your help that we might defeat this virus. And we know, Lord, we have been guided, we have been told that we need to abide by the regulations that we have been given so that we do not in any way cause the virus to spread. Lord, we pray for our own families and friends, and we pray for ourselves. Lord, we need you. We love you, but sometimes we fail you. But Lord, we bring our family and friends to you. Although we may not name them, you know who they are, and we know that you will be with them. And whatever their circumstances are at this time, Lord, will you be their guide, their comforter, all that they need? Lord, hear our prayer, for we ask it once again in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. Now we're going to sing that wonderful hymn, Amazing Grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear. that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
The message this morning is entitled, The Jesus I Know. It also means the Jesus we know. And I want to begin by using the words of a well-known hymn. My Jesus, my Saviour, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, my shelter, tower of refuge and strength. Let every breath and all that I am never cease to worship you. 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Paul, writing to Timothy, was very honest about his own position. One of the reasons why I love Paul so much is because in him and in his failures, I see myself. The Jesus I know. Number one, he loved me before I ever knew him. Jeremiah 1, verse 5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you before you were born. I set you apart. How I thank God that he knew me and he loved me. Number two, he made himself known to me. Psalm 16, the first part of verse 11. You have made known to me the path of life. I tried to get out of that path many times, but the Lord kept me walking on it. Three, he forgave me and he asked me to follow him. 2 Timothy 1, verses 8 and 9. Do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, but join with me in suffering for the gospel. By the power of God who has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. Number four. He chose my wife for me. Proverbs 19, verse 14. A prudent wife is from the Lord. Oh dear, I had some girlfriends in the past, but the Lord brought Eunice to me, and she has become a wonderful partner. Number five, he called me into full-time service. 2 Timothy 4, verse 2. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. That verse was given to me when I was baptized as a believer. The minister chose it specially for me, and I thought he was mad. Oh, I would never stand up and preach. But the Lord knew better. Number six, he was and he is so patient with me. Romans 15, verse 5. May the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another according to Christ Jesus. You know, if only we trust the Lord, he will help us to walk with him and with each other, following the examples of Jesus. Number 7, he is my all, my everything. Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. My Father, my friend, my Saviour, my Lord, my teacher, my healer, and my future. This is the Jesus I know. Do you know him? Do you have a growing and personal relationship with him? Then let us tell others about our Jesus, and to him be the glory. Amen. Now we're going to sing the song, My Lips Shall Praise You. May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us and all those that we love, both this day and forevermore. Amen.